stop taking kids away from their fathers. My first time in prison was due to my kids not being around. That visual remind every day that I have to walk the fine line, you know. Yeah, DHS. You can work with them sometimes, but you just got to be mindful of what you say to them, because you might say something with the best of intentions to help you, like you ask them for support, and then next minute their managers flip the script on you and they're tearing the kids away, saying that you're not a reliable parent, and they cause so much destruction and they're not held accountable for it. I don't like what they've done with getting their foot in Aboriginal co-op doors either. My great-grandmother, Margaret Tucker, she was one of the founding members of VACA and keep Aboriginal kids with Aboriginal families, and that worked. But now, you know, these people running the co-ops now, they're taking DHS funding to give them a seat at Aboriginal table, you know, Aboriginal family affairs, when it used to be the families that deal with, you know, the other families not doing the right thing. Now you got DHS coming and tearing kids away, and it's not right. All that work that all them old people did to keep black kids in black homes in a time when black fellas were treated worse than what we are now. Back then, they worked hard, and now you got, I don't know, I call them 9-to-5 black fellas, you know, coming running co-ops and that. They're not doing the right thing by their people. They're not just doing the fundamental black thing. Yeah, it's not just that. It's like there's big money in taking kids from families and destroying families, but not only that, it destroys your connections back to culture, and, you know, at the end of the day, that's all we got.